it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to the show. Hope everybody's having a good Monday morning. Appreciate you for being an EML. That's an early morning listener. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I don't know why, but I kind of got down that rabbit hole of Miley Cyrus's divorce. Do you know they have 15 pets?
Oh, my gosh.
That they're having to split up in the divorce?
No, I didn't know that. Yeah. I heard they were handling the pets amicably, though.
Oh, well, I just know there are 15 of them.
But yeah, now I know there's 15. I'm like, wow, okay, well, okay, you get seven.
She gets custody of the 15 pets.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And then I liked that whole rant she did. Anyway, not to spend a lot of time on that. Hey, Raymundo, let me ask you a question as we start here. People are saying there's only a few days left of summer because I guess Monday of next week is Labor Day, the end of summer officially.
Oh, really?
And you called this the summer of love.
For sure.
Because this was when you were going to be proposing.
Yeah, yeah. Still plan on doing it, man.
Before summer is over.
Yeah, ended up having a couple monkey wrenches. Had to go home for a family reunion. They just got thrown on us. And my chick booked a cabin with a bunch of other couples. That was going to be just me and her. So there's your second monkey wrench. But yeah, still planning to.
A week.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
he's stunned about it. Wow, you're right.
No, if you want to go by whatever the equinox, how the moon yeah. and the sun are, that's summer, fall, winter. That's not what I go by.
Well, you go by seasons in your heart.
If it's hotter than hell, it's still summer. Okay, I got some time, easily another month and a half. So I'm not sweating it,
but possibly maybe
but
in the next week.
You are sweating it.
Not in the next week. Honestly, stuff has been thrown at me left and right. You know. So.
Wow.
Well, and we had call screener gone, executive producer gone. So work stuff, every time I'm shoveling dirt at work, I mean, I don't have a lot of time to plan an engagement.
Mm. Interesting analogy there, shoveling dirt.
Don't know what that means. But
well, we're rooting for you, Raymundo. You've been with your girl for how long?
6 years.
You've been talking about this engagement for at least a whole year.
I've been looking forward to it for a whole year.
You have the ring?
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, don't wait for August.
Oh,
it's going to be
God.
Epic.
If I had the ring, I could do it today. I could do it on the radio over the airwaves.
Where are you getting the ring? Do you have the hookup yet?
Yeah, we got a couple places.
You going to get two rings?
No, I just need one, but we
make
have
a super ring, combine them?
Hey, you and me both know we have multiple outlets.
What? Don't put me into this thing of a secret I know. Hey, we know how this works.
Well, you and then Dave Ramsey came in.
If you need
a
hookup, yeah. Like a client who I work with that can do you right, I can set you up.
Yeah!
But you haven't asked me for it.
Okay, I know.
Okay. All right. There he is. Raymundo could be getting engaged at any time, right?
Any time.
Right?
Yeah. Ray, right. He's you.
I thought you were talking to Amy, Eddie, looking for some support. I've told you it's happening very soon.
Okay.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
All right, we're drafting our teams. The fantasy draft today is game shows. So, we have five owners as we draft our teams of the best team of game shows. You get three game shows. We'll go down the order. First up in the draft is Morgan number two. Morgan number two with the first pick. This is always the biggest pick of the draft. You're first. What game show will you be drafting on your team?
This is a show that I would come home and watch when I was younger, and it's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Ooh, it's a good one.
Ooh, I don't know if that's a
number
strong
one
first
overall pick.
Ooh,
I mean, that was a good
pick.
Show, though.
It was.
Ugh.
Ooh, kind of
like
a weak
we all
first
watched
though.
It a lot.
I think you could have got that in the second round, though.
Or third.
Oh.
Maybe even undrafted.
To be fair, I didn't watch a lot of game shows, so.
All right.
Not the only one.
I'm going to go with right at the old heartstrings. I'm going to go with Family Feud.
Nice.
First overall pick, Family Feud. All right. Amy.
Price is Right.
It's solid. Oh, solid pick. Solid Amy. Pick, Amy.
Very good.
That for sure is a first rounder. Lunchbox.
Easy. Jeopardy.
Good pick.
Okay, yeah.
Guys,
good
first overall
for
pick.
Me. What?
Eddie.
Wheel of Fortune.
That's a solid. Yeah. That could have been the first overall
Thank
pick.
Thank you.
That could have been the first overall pick.
Guys, I'm almost out.
All right, so far, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Family Feud, Price is Right, Jeopardy, and Wheel of Fortune. That's the first round of picks. Now, Eddie, you get a second pick. To add to Wheel of Fortune, who will you be drafting?
I will draft my second round pick is Deal or No Deal.
Oh, strong.
I loved that show. Is it still on?
I'm not sure. It doesn't matter.
Okay. I don't know if that's still on.
Deal or No Deal. All right, Lunchbox.
Man, you stole that one right out from under me.
That's
so
what I do.
I mean, I got to go. I mean, I guess I'm going It's back. It's back now.
Oh, you're going with mine, I think. Go ahead.
Press Your Luck.
Oh, that's a solid one. That's not the one I was going to pick, but that's a solid one.
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Stop!
Amy, with your pick in the second round.
Supermarket Sweeps.
That's a good one. Supermarket Sweeps. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Solid. It's one. The youngsters aren't going to vote for that one.
That's fine. They're missing out.
I'm going to go with the Pyramid. How do you not love the Pyramid?
That's great.
Like,
that's
the $100,000 Pyramid. Like, it's back.
Crossing that out. Oh, yeah. Michael Strahan's the host.
And it was famous back in the day. Game shows. You know what? It's a game. It's a show.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with...
Well, you just picked.
I know. I get to pick again. I was the last one, wasn't I?
No, Morgan number two.
Oh, back to you, then back to me. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I was like, whoa.
Almost gave away my pick.
I was like, whoa.
All right, Morgan number two, go ahead. But the last, second round, you're up.
Yep. I'm going to go with Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh, solid show.
Good
one.
Yeah. Solid show. All right, go ahead, Morgan number two.
And then this is a new one that I recently started watching. I don't know if many people know it, but it's Guy's Grocery Games.
You just lost the whole draft.
I have no idea what that is.
Lost the whole draft.
If you watch like Food Network,
you just lost the whole draft.
Well, I mean, she might have lost it with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with the number one overall pick, and then she goes with Guy's Groceries? I mean,
I'm going to go with the Twitter game show that I saw once. Three Card Monty on 3rd Avenue.
Oh, my God.
Guys, I'm young. I didn't watch all the game
shows. That was bad.
I'm going to go outside the box here. It's a game. It's a show. I'm going Survivor.
You jerk!
Yeah, that's
you
one.
Jerk!
That's a good
you
one.
You jerk!
Stole
oh my
it!
Goodness.
I'm going Survivor.
Ah, you just won the draft.
Amy.
Is it my turn?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Amazing Race.
No!
Oh.
No! No!
It's good.
No!
It's a game. It's a show. Amazing Race.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have done that instead of Press Your Luck. I should have gone Survivor. I thought you guys would sleep on Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox? Oh.
Man, I'm getting crushed here. All my picks are getting taken from me. Man, I kind of like this guy, and I mean, it's a good show. Big Brother.
Big Brother. What guy?
My brother. I have a big brother.
Oh
my God.
I didn't get that. All right.
Yeah,
Eddie.
I'm going to go with a show that, you know, if for whatever reason, maybe their current mentor quits, I can always be a good mentor in this show. Give me American Idol.
Oh, solid. It's a game of the show. I like that one.
Yeah.
That's good.
I was only one clapping for you.
Yeah.
I was clapping.
All right.
You guys
so
don't like American Idol?
There are our teams. Morgan, number two, read me your team.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And Guy's Grocery Games.
Possibly the weakest draft of any category you've ever done.
Ever.
Yeah, that's a tough one for you.
Man, I've been killing it, though.
I know, that's a tough round for you. Tough
you
one.
Killed that one.
Eddie.
Wheel of Fortune, Deal or No Deal, and American Idol. Not bad. I'm happy with my
Wheel
picks.
Of Fortune is strong.
Yeah. Yes, that's my starting. That's my QB, of course.
Lunchbox.
I have Jeopardy, Press Your Luck, and Big Brother.
Pretty strong. Amy.
Okay, feel good about mine. Price is Right.
Oh, that's the winner. That's
so good.
Supermarket Sweeps, and Amazing Race.
Pretty solid. Supermarket Sweep, maybe your like weakest one.
But so but
it's,
fun.
But it's good. If older people have to vote on that one.
Okay.
It's a good, solid draft though.
Thank you.
I got Family Feud, which is personal,
of course.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Everybody loves it.
The Pyramid, $100,000 Pyramid.
That's classic.
When Joey goes on Pyramid on Friends, freaking hilarious. And then finally, I open the gate with the reality shows, which are also games, Survivor.
Yeah. Which is a huge reality show.
So you can go to Facebook.com.
That crushed. I mean, Survivor.
Bones, I think you win that one.
No. I mean,
we're not
on.
The people are the judges.
Okay.
Facebook.com/BobbyBonesShow or on our Twitter page or anywhere else. Is that how we're voting? Just looking around and...
Yeah, I'm monitoring everything.
Tabulating all the votes. There you go. Those are our drafts for game shows here on the Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Going to go over to David in Missouri. Hey, David, welcome to the show. How are you, bud?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, just calling in to compliment Amy after finding out this morning that she had lost her driver's license. I ran into her at the Dallas airport, and she was walking along a little bit in front of me, and I kind of noticed her, and I was like, hey, Amy. And she turned around, asked for my name, shook my hand, told her how I loved the show and everything, and her husband and kids were a pretty good distance ahead of her, so I know she was trying to catch up with them. So for her to stop, take a minute to do that was fantastic. And then, so I sent out a text to a few of my friends that I just got to meet Amy at the Bobby Show, or from the Bobby Show, and they were like, did you get a picture? And I'm like, no. Did it not happen because I don't have a picture? But anyway, sometimes taking photos is overrated for me.
And so now are you trying to get proof that you met Amy?
No, I don't need proof. All I ever wanted was just a shake of the hand and a smile on her face was good enough for me.
Well, there you go. Well, it says here on my screen that you met Amy at the airport, but you didn't get a picture and your family doesn't believe you.
Oh, well, I remember exactly who you are. I remember where we were. We had just gotten to our terminal and we were starving, hadn't eaten all day, trying to find something to eat. And literally the only thing in that terminal was like McDonald's and Annie's pretzels. It was like not help. But anyway, so we ended up getting some McDonald's and then catching our flight. So nice to meet you.
Yes. It was, again, it was very awesome for you to just stop and take a second, because I know you guys were hustling, so you are awesome.
Oh, well, thank you.
Hey, well, thanks for the call. Appreciate that, David.
All right, have a great day.
All right, bye. Yes, Bobby Bones. I hope your Monday is going good. Let's do some easy trivia early in the morning. So these are all questions that everybody knows. You just shouldn't miss it.
Right. You shouldn't, but you do.
Our players are Amy, Lunchbox, Producer Eddie, and Morgan number two.
Woo!
If you miss it, you're out of the competition.
Ugh.
Easy trivia starts now. Amy, how many continents are there?
Seven.
Confidence.
Wow. That was smart.
Well, felt good about that one.
Lunchbox, who was the person to first say hello on the telephone?
What?
Who was the first person to use the word hello on the telephone?
I guess Alexander Graham Bell. I have no idea.
Is that Dolly? Dolly Parton.
What?
No. What?
Thomas Edison.
Oh,
there you go.
Is he friends with Alexander Graham Bell? Like, I would have said what Lunchbox said.
He's giving a booty call.
But I mean, was he like, hey, will you test this out for me? Because didn't he invent the phone?
Mike D, do you want to shed some light on this? He called him
and he said hello.
Yeah.
How crazy they were friends.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They probably rolled in the same circles.
Probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's, yeah.
Eddie, how many degrees in a circle?
360. That's a full circle right there.
Morgan number two. Let's talk about geography.
Oh, gosh. Hey. Yeah, give her something else.
It's the order of the questions.
Okay.
These are handed to me.
I blame it on Mike D.
It's a Mike D.
Mike D special.
Boom.
Morgan number two. The Statue of Liberty was gifted to the United States by which country?
You were just there.
The Statue of Liberty was gifted to the United States by which country?
Germany?
Germany.
Oh,
no. Yeah, probably not.
Where'd you go to college?
That would be France.
Hitler sent it over.
Good.
That's a different time, Amy.
I know. I was just thinking of anybody German that I knew.
Amy, what's the longest river in North America?
In North America. So Nile would be the world. Mississippi.
It is?
Hey, don't laugh at me, Eddie.
I thought
it'd
be like the Amazon or something.
Eddie, a right angle.
But that's not in America.
He said North
America.
Oh, that's South America, my bad.
Why are you guys just
yeah, you're
moving
right.
On?
You're right, moving on.
A right angle is how many degrees?
I love all the degrees questions. Give me 90.
Yeah. You two are just left. Amy, what are the three primary colors?
Red, blue, yellow.
Really?
Wow.
Back up.
Backing up.
Eddie, easy trivia.
Come on, Bones.
Who was the second president of the United States?
John Adams.
Ah!
I almost said Sam.
Amy.
The beer.
What is the name of the imaginary line around the center of the earth?
Well, I've been there when I went to Kenya.
So what is it?
It's the equator.
Eddie.
She's good.
What's the largest planet in the solar system?
Oh.
The largest? Jupiter.
Well, you have a song about it. It's not fair.
Did we say which one was the largest in that song?
I don't know. Every time you ask anything about the solar system, I just immediately try to think of your
My
rap
very
song.
Energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas.
Who founded the equation E equals MC squared? Amy.
Softball.
Einstein. Woo! I think I've seen a picture of him with those letters.
Eddie, the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock, which is located in which state?
Yeah. It's Massachusetts.
Wow.
Amy didn't know that one. Wow.
How do you know?
Because you looked at him like, I don't know this. Good for you.
I almost said Pennsylvania.
Amy, a person who studies fossils and dinosaurs is known as what?
paleontologist. Thank you, Ross.
From Friends?
Yes.
Eddie, what does CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
Oh!
All right, there's one question left because we have to go to tiebreak.
Yeah, baby.
So buzz in with your name.
What?
Okay. What is the process called in which plants change sunlight into...
Amy. Photosynthesis.
There she goes.
Yes!
You didn't even let him finish the question, Amy.
I just had to go with it.
There she is. Our big winner today, an easy trivia, Amy.
All right, Amy.
How you feel?
Wow, I feel good. I feel a little smart.
You didn't miss a single one.
No, I didn't.
You lasted. You guys ran the whole sheet.
I don't think that's ever awesome.
We've never done that.
I don't think so.
To be fair, you didn't miss one either. Yeah. She just beat you.
You're right.
Did you have photosynthesis?
I did. I was just waiting for something that was going to change that.
Yeah.
Like plants that eat other plants or something.
Right.
You waited too long.
Yeah.
There you go. And
a Mike D special.
There you go, Mike.
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
For the first time in 50 years, this farmer, Larry Yockey, was not going to be able to harvest his wheat crop because he has stage 4 cancer. So he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. But dozens of his fellow farmers from 20, 30, 40 miles away all came in, did the work, and saved his crop. The 64-year-old fourth-generation farmer in Ritzville, Washington, says he usually does the harvesting by himself, but because he's been sick and it spread to his bones, he has a broken hip, broken ribs, he can't do it. And so he was like, all of a sudden, dozens of vehicles all started to gather outside and they had kind of organized it themselves. And they're like, hey, we got you, man. And they went and spent 2 days like harvesting everything that was out there all together.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
And that right there is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Ohio. A 36-year-old man was running from police. He's like, where can I hide? Where can I hide? There's a storm drain. He jumps inside and pulls the lid over him. After about an hour, he's like, all right, I'm going to try to get out. Couldn't get the lid. He had to call for help.
Surprised he got cell service underneath the ground.
Yeah, true. I guess it depends on...
and how deep it was.
How low can
you
go?
Yeah, that's got to be a crappy feeling. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Coast is clear. Time to run.
And those lids are heavy, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had to use pry bars to get it open. Yeah.
Dang.
All right, there you go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, thanks for hanging out. Hope your Monday is going good. I do want to open a little email here, and time to get into the mailbag.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Hey, Bobby. My wife and I are expecting, and a bit concerned going in was that together we carry a significant amount of credit card debt for our income level. Today I checked the mail, and there was a letter addressed to her from a bank. I'm not proud of it, but I opened her mail.
Oh.
Apparently, she has an old Navy Visa, and her last payment was returned because of non-sufficient funds. We spoke briefly when she got home. She claimed the card had about $1,000 in debt. She didn't tell me about it, and then made a huge issue of me opening up her mail. I stated while I didn't enjoy opening her mail, I felt it was justified, considering she lied to my face about the other bills. Now she wants me to apologize for opening her mail. While I remain calm, cool, and collected, I outright refuse to apologize, as I felt justified. Mm. Am I wrong here? Should I apologize for opening her mail? Or is it justified that I'm mad about the credit card debt? Thanks. That's the end of the email. Well, first of all, I go, they're married and they don't open each other's mail? That's weird to me, right?
Yeah. I don't know their situation, but we open each other's mail, my husband and I.
So what do you think about this?
I think, again, I don't know their mail situation, but if typically he does not open her mail and that's a thing, then he does need to apologize for that because two wrongs don't make a right. It's not like, well, you lied to me, so I get to do whatever I want. No, they need to work through that. But I think part of the process is he could be the bigger person and start with the apology. Like, I'm sorry I opened your mail, and he needs to realize why that's bad if that's not their relationship. And then she... hopefully we'll follow suit and realize she messed up as well and she can apologize and then they can start moving towards the direction of clearing up this debt.
You know, with this, he's never going to get to the actual debt unless he goes through the first level of the mail opening. That has to be addressed. If that's a thing where they he shouldn't have done it, then he has to go, hey, I shouldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
That has to get hammered out before they can even get to the debt, because she's going to go, nope, not talking about it because you opened my mail.
Totally agree.
And right now she's just using that as...
Yeah, she's deflecting.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I would do it too.
Yes. So this is my advice. It's basically the same as Amy's. If you want to get to the debt, you have to apologize for the mail opening.
Right. Because it was wrong. If that's not y'all's relationship, then that right. part was wrong. And if you want to be, somebody has to be the adult here. And so since we're giving him the advice, then I would advise that he steps up, he apologizes first, and maybe it'll start a little chain reaction where she'll realize she's in the wrong too. And then she'll apologize and then they can work on, you know, mending things. Because this is something that could spiral out of control quick.
Our video producer, Eddie, is heavily in debt with credit cards.
Oh, yeah.
And you've spent all this year trying to get out of debt.
Yeah, we're working on it. The goal is to be completely out of debt by the end of this year.
And do you feel like you're going to get there?
We may be moving in a little bit into January of next year, 2020, but I feel like we're in the right direction, yes.
The foster kids throw some new...
Yeah. I mean, we have 4 kids now in the house, so that kind of just takes the whole financial thing in a different direction. But, I mean, I'm trying to stay on track. And, you know, we weren't really cutting stuff out in the past, but now we're trying to limit going out to eat and pizzas on Fridays, stuff like that stuff.
Whenever producer Eddie was getting, he got engaged and he's about to get married to his now wife.
Here
How long
we
ago
go.
Is this?
Here what? We go.
This is a great story. He goes to her dad and goes, I can't marry her unless you pay her debt off.
So kind of like this mailbag letter, like it's, she had a lot of debt from when she was 18. You know, when she was still living at home, even 16, I think. And so I felt like, you know, her dad needed to clear that up before she brought that into our marriage.
But what if he wouldn't have?
I mean, I would have tried to talk him into it a little more.
No, like, that's not what I'm saying.
what if he wasn't?
And he's like,
what if he couldn't?
I would have married my wife. I mean, we still could have gotten married, but I mean, I felt like it was just the that's what I had to do. I mean, it was like, give it a shot.
How do you bring that up with him?
Oh, here we go.
Like, what's that first comment? Do you, like, tap him on the shoulder? Hey,
you
sir?
Do it or she does it?
I did it. I did it. I had to tell him, too. You know, it's just like, hey, Bill,
Are you at dinner?
We were at dinner. Okay. We were at the house or whatever. And I think the girls were washing the dish or picking up the plates and just me and Bill at the table.
Lauren's
so
great.
Yep.
And so I say, you know, man, Lauren, and my wife told me, you know, that like, or my girlfriend, you know, a fiance, she's like, she told me she got a lot of debt, you know, that she had when she was like living here. And I just don't know. You're married, you know, put yourself in my situation.
You get it.
Do you want to bring that into a new marriage? You know, do you want to do that? And he's just like, no, you know what? I guess I understand that. I mean, how much debt does she have? And like, well, talk to her. She's got a lot of debt.
What was it? Do you remember?
It was like maybe 25,
30,000. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What? On what?
Dude, it's a lot. A lot of those CDs.
You think about, Columbia housing.
No, I think about what?
You think about high school and shopping and like spring breaks.
But how did she have a car?
I didn't do any of that.
How do you have a car? What?
Right. You're not a girl.
Yeah.
I'm a girl.
You didn't have credit cards in high school?
No.
No.
And her dad paid off all that money?
He did. He took it.
Baller move.
I think you're going to say $2,000.
Yeah, that's pretty big. It's hefty. It was hefty, and he.
I think that's the first. I mean, we've known this story for years. But I think this is the first time he shared the dollar amount. Oh. Why in my head was I just thinking it was a couple thousand dollars?
Because
I was
like, normal.
Okay, I don't even know how. As a teenager, I'm speechless.
But do you know, like his response was like, "I respect that. I respect that you're trying to start your marriage on the right foot." And so
she buy a brand new car
every year.
I think She reminds me a lot of you, Amy. Like, she had a lot of car accidents and stuff like that. So I think that her dad made her put it on her credit card to do that. And then he ended up just paying for it anyway. But, yeah.
Oh.
So you got married, and you've been married how long?
We've been married 13 years.
There you go. It's one of the best moves you ever made.
Oh, yeah, man.
I would have never done that.
What? You would have never done what?
Went to the parent and been like, hey,
you would have taken on that much debt.
If you're taking on a person, I think you take on the person.
Oh, it's kind of like baggage?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's part of their baggage, kind of part of their history.
But it's a baller move to do that.
Well,
man, now that I know it's that high, I don't blame you for asking the dad.
Thank you, Amy.
I was like, y'all could work through this. Just, you know, work it off little by little. What?
Yeah. It's a lot of Spencer's gifts.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show. Want to take a call from Ashley in Oklahoma. Hey, Ashley, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. How are you?
Hi, good morning, studio.
Hey,
morning.
Bobby, I wanted to know if my son, he's 9, he wanted to ask you personally if you could give him some advice. So sure. Can he ask you that?
Yeah, put him on.
Okay.
I'm going to a new school, so can I have some help? And I want some advice for new friends.
Oh, you're going to a new school. Boy, I've done that before. I was talking about this on the air pretty recently. So, can I talk to your mom again real quick? I'd like to ask her some questions. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, cool. Okay. Come back to him. I get back to him.
Hello?
What's his name, by the way?
Ryan.
So, are you guys moving schools because you've moved?
No, we are going from a public school to a private school, and this is a big jump for us.
Okay, so it's almost like you moved then. It's not you're staying in the same district, just going up a building with all your old friends. Does that make sense?
No. Yeah.
So, okay, you're actually moving to a new school. Is he nervous about this?
Very, yes. We've been preparing him for almost a year about it, yes.
Wow, a year. Yeah. Well, maybe a little too long to prepare him. Okay, here's my advice. As someone who moved schools, I think, 4 times in my life, just between me and you talking here, Ashley, it's not going to be pleasant. It's never pleasant. Anything is never pleasant. However, much like in life, if you got a new job, you're going to a new school, you're meeting someone on a first date for the first time, you know who people like to be around? Smiling people, happy people. Now, I wouldn't go in and be like, hey, what's up, everybody? But if you just look pleasant, generally in life, a job interview, people are drawn to you if you seem and look happy. So my first bit of advice would be not to go in and be the kid who puts his head down and stays to himself and is like go in and just be like, hey, what's his name again? Trent?
Ryan.
Can I call him Trent? Just go in and have Ryan and just introduce himself to people. Be like, hey, I'm Ryan. It's my first day here at the school. You know, it's really nice to meet you and just looking for some friends and looking to hang out. You know, just have them be a real personable kid. And just to know, it's just going to take a little bit. And that's okay that if he is going, man, I just kind of don't fit in right now. Because, of course, you're not supposed to fit in immediately. The greatest thing about going to a new school on the positive side is you have to learn life skills, which is putting yourself in a new environment. And I think it's so much worth the uncomfortableness that's temporary versus what you gain. And what you gain from it is awesome life experience. Just be pleasant. That's it. And if you want to bring I got little sidebars. If you want to bring I don't know what kids eat nowadays, but if he goes to lunch candy. And he has a bunch of candy to pass out to people, again, people like to be around people that make them happy.
That's cool.
So if you can pass out, I don't know, what do kids eat? Runts?
Sure.
Four Locos?
Yeah, Nerds.
Yeah, Four Locos.
Gum.
Not Four Locos, dude. No.
Oh. Well, whatever it is, if he's not gum, Amy, not school.
Why?
Don't pass that gum at school.
You get in trouble for that.
I don't know the rules on gum at school, but not for school. Oh. You should know this. You have 2 kids.
That's what they would want. No, they'd be like, sweet.
Have them go in, smile, be happy, be friendly, and also have them take some treats in to pass out to some other kids, not in the middle of the class, like at lunch.
Right.
And then they'll like them. People like people that they want to be around. And just between me and you, he's going to learn so much from this. He's not going to love it at first. He's not supposed to love it at first. In life, we go through things that we don't love, and it makes us stronger and better. And just know that as a parent, the long term of this is going to be so good for him.
Awesome. Great advice, always. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, there she is. Amy, any thoughts on my advice there?
No, I think it's good. I think it was helpful. I would be nervous about taking the candy thing threw me because you're trying to.
I'm a rebel though.
Yeah, but would not earn people's likeness, but you're trying to win them over with candy. You're not always going to have candy.
You're just trying to get that first step in the right direction.
Okay, so get your foot in the door.
It's like a job interview.
Okay.
You probably aren't as pleasant or as on as you are in that job interview all the time, mm-hmm. but you're going in going, this is me at my best.
Okay.
Here I am. Rock me like a hurricane.
Rock me.
Here I am.
Dun, dun, dun.
Rock me like a hurricane.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, your thoughts?
I think it's a benefit that it's the first day of school, so the whole class is going to be new to each other most likely. There's going to be other new kids because once the school year is established, friends are established, it's harder to break into the group. But Candy, listen, bribery is the best option because you bribe them, then they get to know you, you're already in.
Yeah, I'm learning something here.
You can take dollar bills.
I should bring y'all treats.
Take that stack of dollar bills that dad has and take it.
That he's been saving forever.
That he's been using.
Oh, gosh.
With his work buddies.
Leisure time.
Yeah, and then take it to work and
wow.
There you go. All right, there's a little advice. Generally, aside from school, just in general, if you're smiling and you're happy, people want to be around you. that makes all the decisions of the world go around. That's it. That's how you win at life. You work hard and you're pleasant to be around.
Bring treats.
And bring treats.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. All right, thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So would you be willing to name your kid after your favorite food if you meant you would get that food for free?
Middle name? Because I think I could go with Bobby Chicken Fried Steak Bones Jr.
Chicken Fried Steak Bones. Yeah, no, I think it's like official name. And you know, companies are doing this.
Yeah.
Like, I even met the person that won the Colonel Sanders chicken because they
named their baby Harlan, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, what's the situation over there you're talking about?
Well, it's just a poll that was like a survey that was given to the country. And like 35% of people said, yeah, they would do it. Like, they would name their child Pumpkin Spice if it meant that they could get pumpkin spice coffee for life.
Poor kid.
I know.
They're call and roll.
Yeah. Or Parm.
Miranda.
Chicken Parm. Here.
Michelle.
Here.
Chris.
Here.
Matcha latte.
Here.
Oh, here. Man.
Present.
Great. I'm not surprised it's that high because I even thought about it for a second. Because, again, for your whole life. And can you get their whole life, too, though? I'd have to negotiate that into the deal. And then you can call them by their middle name.
True, you could do that.
Yeah.
My favorite food is Mexican.
Yeah, I just don't think you roll with that name.
I think you gotta go enchilada.
Oh,
I don't
Mexican
think
brown.
You
just go
with Amy, your last name's Brown.
Mexican Brown. That would be more. And then it's comma, Brown Mexican.
Brown. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
No, don't do it, Amy. I won't. Okay, fine. I'll go with like queso or something.
No, you can't do like a generic. It'd have to be like a brand of food.
Oh, oh. Yes, so Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
All day.
Or like El Chico. You know, it'd have to be a brand to name the kid. Okay, what else?
Okay, so Taylor Swift, she's going to be opening the VMAs tonight, so heads up on that. And Lil Nas X is going to be on performing with also the Jonas Brothers and Lizzo, and then Billy Ray Cyrus is a presenter, along with John Travolta. And isn't that who Morgan No. 2 is obsessed with?
No, that's Sylvester Stallone.
Stallone. Oh, tomato, tomato.
No,
right?
No. No, I don't think so.
But he's older. And
but to be fair, I think we jump on her with Sylvester Stallone like you guys jump on me with Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Like you make one comment, and all of a sudden you're married to them in everybody's dreams. Because
mm-hmm.
I like Martha Stewart because she's like a boss.
Yeah, you love her.
No, I don't love her.
No, you do. But you like, said you're attracted to her.
I think I'm attracted to how she built her empire. Mm-hmm. I'm attracted to a lot of things. I'm not physically attracted to her, but in every other way, I'm attracted to her. Morgan No. 2 made one offhand comment about Sylvester Stallone,
but
all of a sudden.
She said she's physically attracted to him.
Yes.
Are you?
I think he's attractive, yes. I mean, I'm like.
If he comes up to you in a bar, he's like, yo, Morgan No. 2.
No. Wow. Just attractive.
You
want
to dance to the Ludacris song playing right now? Is that a decent rock?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
All right, what else, Amy?
Well, if people want to check out John Travolta to see if he's hot, he'll be on MTV tonight, MTV.com, or the MTV app.
That's tonight.
That's the VMAs, yeah, at 8, 7 Central.
All
so
right.
There's that. And then Skittles and manicures. Have you heard of these?
Skittles, I'm assuming it's the nail color of the Skittles.
Well, it's like each finger is a different color.
Yes.
So it's like a little rainbow on your hand. And I have been seeing it more and more on Instagram show up. So I think I'm going to get into this. But it's a major trend right now. And really all you have to do, it doesn't have to be like the color of the Skittles in the back. It can be whatever colors you want. It's just each finger is a different color. It's like, boom. So something fun to do if you're looking for that.
I know it's going to be a shock to a lot of you that listen to the show. And some of you on the show already know this. But my mom for a while was doing nails, and I had to always have my nails done because she had to practice on somebody.
Yeah.
And I was a kid, and I had small hands like a woman would have. So I always got my nails done, like colors, painted colors. I couldn't always get it
on. You had the Skittle manicure probably before the Skittle manicure was cool.
And I'd go to school, and I couldn't get all the nail polish off, and I'd get made fun of. And part of the reason I got the crap beat out of me sometimes.
Dang.
And she would do my toes, too, and I'd be embarrassed if we were like at the lake, taking my shoes off. And I was like, ugh. But I did it. I sat there and I let her do my nails all the time. Yeah.
That's sweet.
I just got an email, Amy.
What?
Amy wants 4 tickets to the Birmingham Raging Idiot show. Can I give them to her?
Yes. I said I would buy them as well.
Amy does this thing where she's like, hey, I'm going to come to the show. I'll buy tickets. Knowing she's never going to have to buy tickets.
No, here. Last time you were in Birmingham, like 3 years ago for something. And that's the last time you were there. But one time you were in Birmingham. It's my aunt that lives in Tuscaloosa. Love to go. And I've got cousins and all, whatever. So I bought them. I didn't even tell you. I went to RagingIdiots.com.
You wouldn't have to. All you have to do is go, hey.
But here's why I ask now. I'll
give you a kidney.
Yeah, but I bought them and you were like, Amy, why did you go in there and buy them? And I said, I didn't want to bug you for tickets, but I wanted to give them to my aunt and da-da-da. And you said, don't do that. And so now I go through the channels and I send in requests and I'm like, hey, let me know if I can have these. If there's not, because I know that there's just two radio stations
give
down there.
Give me the tickets now.
No, I mean, there's only a certain number of comp tickets. Like, I get that. So I'm like, hey, maybe if there's
stop it.
Okay, well.
Stop it. You can have whatever you want. You want from, I don't know if they're.
Alabama is my roots. That's where my family comes from.
There you go.
And so my people will come and represent you.
Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Raging Idiots will be in Hutchinson, Kansas at the Kansas State Fair coming up.
Woo.
Not this weekend, but next. St. Louis is sold out. Little Rock, we're doing our live record that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City. So all that. All right, thank you, and that's the pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this kid, Brady, recently lost his dad to colon cancer. Only 6 years old, but he promised his dad he would keep an eye on his mom after he passed away. So he decided he wanted to take his mom out on a proper date. Mm. But he needed the money to do it, so he set up a lemonade stand outside of his house. He charged 25 cents a cup, or best offer, for the lemonade, and he did pretty well. He made $244. But I mean, everyone in the town was kind of like helping him out. Like, police officers came by, firefighters, stuff like that. And he plans to use the money to take his mom, Amanda, out on a date and do something to honor his dad.
I like that. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Over to Amy now. We got a morning corny here for a Monday. What you got?
The morning corny.
How do you stop a bull from charging? Cancel its credit card.
There you go. Come on. Cancel its credit card.
Hey, I like that.
Thank you very much.
That was the morning corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Your son still wants to be a cop?
Yeah, he's all about it. And police stations or police units or whatever have started mailing him things to the station. So he gets boxes from various police departments across the country, and they have fun little things inside, like stickers, like sticker badges and whistles and hats. And he loves it. So he's this one whistle that some departments send him, and it has a little band that goes around his wrist and he gets to whistle it. And so he's now decided he wants to sit on our front porch and whistle at cars that are driving too fast. So he'll sit out there. I mean, it's not like we have a really busy street. But he'll sit out there till cars drive by, and he'll evaluate if he thinks they're going the speed limit.
Does he not whistle if they're doing all right?
Yeah, if they're doing all right, just waves. If he thinks they're going too fast, there's hand motions and waving and whistling. And
do you sit out there with him?
No. I open the door and check on him, like, how you doing, buddy? But no, it's his post, his job, not mine.
I guess he is 9.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like his thing.
They were looking like, why are you whistling at me, kid?
No, I mean, I told him, I was like, you want to make sure you're not distracting drivers, because you don't want them to take their eye off the road because they're trying to figure out, like, this little boy on this porch is in distress. Because it doesn't look like it looks like maybe you're trying to get their attention because you need help. But honestly, there's not that many cars, so it's fine.
So he wants to be a police officer. What does your daughter want to be?
Oh, she wants to be, and in no particular order, an actress, a singer, or doctor. And actually, she says all three. But she's going to make sure that she's got the education to be a doctor, but definitely going to be an actress or a singer.
Do they think what you do is cool?
I don't know. They don't know. I don't think they have a reference for it, I guess. They always wonder why we have people that, like, say hi or want to take pictures, or if they're wearing Pimpin' Joy shirts. Like, she was at camp and she was wearing a Pimpin' Joy shirt, and I guess one of the teachers at camp or counselors or something was like, or the leaders there said something like, oh my gosh, like, oh, Pimpin' Joy, like, are you, put two and two together, Amy's daughter? So she'll come home and she'll be like, I met some fans today. Like, she and I was like, what? Well, what gave it away? He was like, she goes, my shirt. She was a fan. And like, that's all. So now she's learned what the word fan means.
That's funny.
But no, I don't know that they really get it.
Eddie, like, do your kids care?
They're clueless.
Yeah.
They think every dad's on the radio. It's really weird. Like, They hear, I guess when they go to school, they listen to the show on the radio and they're just like, yeah, it's my dad. What's the big deal? Like,
your oldest son is how old?
He's 11.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like Amy's daughter. He gets weirded out by people that come up to him and say like, oh gosh, hi, nice to meet you. You must be Junior.
And then they say your name. Yeah.
And he's just, and he's always just like, who is she? How does she know me?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and I guess your youngest son knows nothing but you being on the radio.
Yep. He's clueless.
Let's watch your, does your baby care?
No, he doesn't care. He doesn't really know yet. Yeah. Like, I mean,
yeah, he will.
He listens. I know he listens, and I mean, but he doesn't use his fame to get anything extra at preschool. I don't care, whatever it's called.
My dog loves it. He's totally fascinated with fame. He loves it completely.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We've all been waiting patiently. If we want to be a better parent, we should do blank. Amy?
Okay, so for every negative comment that you have to put out there, which a lot of times, you know, there's correction or criticism that's involved. But for each of those, you need to come in with 5 positive comments.
So before you get on to your kid...
Well, I mean, if a negative one is said, it doesn't have to be before, but if a negative something is thrown out there, try to come back with 5 positives surrounding your child.
Have you tried this?
Well, I need to. When I read this, I was like, oh, amazing. Like Stevenson, I think I hit him with like 20 criticisms. And I don't even know that I brought a positive. So, you know, now when I read this, I was like, okay, if I want to be a better parent and have a better connection with him and maybe like, you know, not just totally just pound on him, not physically, but, you know, with all the things that he's doing wrong, I could come with like, hey, buddy, like you are smart. You is kind. You is important. But... you need to get your butt upstairs and get ready for bed.
Do you guys struggle with that, him going to bed?
Well, sometimes it's just like he lags. Like he's got a lull. Like he starts moving slow. Like he's like a speed demon all day. And then when it's time to do something he doesn't want to do, it's like I attached heavy weights to the bottom of his feet and he can't go do it. Like brushing his teeth, putting on his pajamas. And then when he wakes up in the morning, the first thing he needs to do is take a shower because he's still wetting the bed and da-da-da. I guess there's a point where I need to stop probably out. He doesn't care at this point because people know that he does, but...
What, wets the bed?
Yeah.
Like, I tell people Eddie does too, so...
But there's an age where he's probably like, Mom, can you stop saying that on the radio? But it is something that we're dealing with, and he's got to wake up and take a shower right away and not hang out in his, you know, wet diaper for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, he's a big boy. He's got to do it.
So. Maybe the compliments will help him.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're a great bedwetter.
Mm-hmm.
The best.
You're the best bed butter I've ever seen.
You're actually, when it comes to like, you're batting 1,000.
Yeah, you're killing it. Eddie, how do you feel about this? The compliments on the kids.
I think it's a great idea, but I don't know if I can come up
it's
with 5.
Oh, you sometimes. Can't come up with
like,
them.
Like uniquely 5. Like we can't always go to the, you're smart, you're
Why can't
smart.
You do that?
Like you're fast. Like look how fast you run. Like you're a fast runner. I want to see you run up those stairs so fast to like put on your clothes because you're so fast.
Does it still work with him?
Does if you say fast 3 times, does that count as 3 and 5?
That's hard.
Setting a timer works with him, but that's not compliments. That's just trying to get him to like motivated to go do something. Like I'll time you. But that worked for me as a kid. Like I loved when my parents timed me. But I mean, gosh, yes, when he's just being like. Him and Stashiro and they're fighting and they're annoying and I say stuff to them like or he's asking so many questions and I'm like stop with the questions just for 5 minutes
like stop being curious about life and wanting to learn what's wrong with you
what am I an encyclopedia
yeah what are you trying to do learn more about life yeah
I know why are you so inquisitive but I don't want to scar him for not wanting to ask questions I love that he wants to ask questions
let's all compliment our kids right now
yes
Amy compliment your son Stevenson give him something good
I love your laugh.
Okay, good. And your daughter, Sashira?
You are so smart. Like, she's so smart. You're so smart. You're too smart. Stop being so smart. You're, like, sneaky smart.
Now you're scolding her for what you just complimented her on? Eddie, for Eddie Jr., your oldest, compliment
my 11-year-old, you are the sweetest. You
See,
are
this
the sweet.
Is gonna be
he
hard
is
for
a
him.
Sweet boy.
Yeah.
He really is.
Like a sweetheart, yeah. Doesn't want her to fly.
For Eddie Jr.
Oh, gosh. You're funny, man. You're a funny kid.
And how old is he?
He's 5.
Yeah.
Yes. And then my foster son, you're awesome.
Yeah?
Yes. He's just awesome.
And what about the baby, the foster baby?
You're the cutest thing in the whole wide world.
Lunchbox, what about your baby?
Oh, Baby Box, you crawl like a champion. Like, you are so fast. You can move like the, how do you say it, speed of light. I mean, you look and you're gone. You could be win a championship in crawling. Good job, dude.
And what about for Stanley?
My dog, I'm going to say this. You get a lot of Instagram likes.
Yeah, he does.
Good God.
He's good at that.
People follow me and like him more than me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's good. We're bonding. It's slow but steady. He's super puppy. Okay, so to end this segment, Amy, you say 5 compliments to 1 negative.
That's what they say if you want to be a better parent.
Okay.
It'll just be...
Work on it for a week. Check back in.
Okay.
All right.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a family in Georgia. They're asleep in the middle of the night and boom, their house gets struck by lightning. The 16-year-old wakes up, looks out the window, and the barn has caught on fire. And he's like, oh no, the horses. The door's locked. He runs out there and just starts boom, boom, kicks the lock off the door and gets all 14 horses out of the barn.
Wow.
None of them harmed.
Wow, look at that.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
I'll give you the slogan of a product. You just name the product. For example, if I were to say, taste the rainbow.
Skittles.
All right, if you miss it, you're out. Amy, Lunchbox, Producer Eddie, Morgan number 2. Are you ready to play? If you miss it, you're out.
Ready.
Amy.
Ready.
They're great. They're great.
Tony the Tiger, Kellogg's, Frosted Flakes. Woo! Oh, jeez Louise.
Lunchbox, the quicker picker-upper.
Oh, it's Bounty.
Eddie.
Come on.
You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
You're going to like the way you look. Guarantee it. That's Pro Cuts.
What is it?
Just for men.
No. Men's Warehouse.
Men's Warehouse.
The good-looking guy's like, you're going to like the way you look.
I guarantee it.
Oh.
Goodbye. I'm going home.
Bye, Eddie.
See ya.
He's walking out. Oh, Eddie, no, come back. Morgan number 2. Your slogan is, we have the meats.
Ooh, Arby's.
There you go.
We give the food question to the food.
No.
Yeah.
Amy, yeah? Over to you. What can Brown do for you?
UPS.
Lunchbox. Freaky fast, freaky good.
Jimmy John's.
Morgan number 2. When you're here, you're family.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I think it's a food place.
When you're here, you're family.
Oh.
Oh gosh, I don't know. Pizza Hut?
Oh. Olive Garden.
I knew it was food. Mm.
2 people left in the game.
Yeah.
Amy and Lunchbox. Amy, bet you can't eat just one.
But, I mean, well, once you pop, you can't stop, but that's with Pringles.
Bet you can't eat just one.
What is that? Pringles.
Is your answer? Lunchbox to win the game. Louisiana Fast. Louisiana Fast.
Popeyes?
And there's our winner.
What was yours, Amy?
Yeah, what was it?
Is that Lay's?
Lay's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, I should have given you that. The ones we didn't get to. Good.
Campbell's Soup.
Campbell's Soup. Nice. Keeps going and going and going.
Energizer.
Energizer. Hot Eats, Cold Treats.
Hot Eats, Cold Treats.
Dairy
Queen.
There you go. And then finally, better ingredients, better pizza.
Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Papa John's. There you go. Lunchbox, the big winner today. You guys good? You guys have fun with that one?
Man, that was a good game.
Yeah. Why did you have fun? I have fun.
Bobby Bones, come on.
All right, so what did you do, Lunchbox?
I went to a house auction. I saw a sign in my neighborhood that said, you know, auction 1 p.m. on this day. And I was like, oh, this can't be real. Like, where you go and actually bid, like Storage Wars? And that's exactly what it was. They had a white tent, and you go, and there was like 8 or 9 people, and we lined up along a fence. and the auctioneer starts going, and whenever you want to bid, you just go, yup.
To buy a house?
To buy some house. Like, it was a rundown, like, beat-up house. Like, I guess it's like a teardown. It's probably contractors. But I always wanted to do Storage Wars, and I couldn't believe it was just happening right down the street. So I was like, I got to get in on this.
Amy looks at me as Lunchbox is describing it like, is he serious?
Yeah.
She looked at me like, okay. Here is, you're in the middle of the bidding.
I'm in the middle of the bidding, and you have the auctioneer, and you're going to hear me go, yup, because I'm not there really to buy the house. I'm just there to raise the price, guys. I don't have any interest in buying this house.
Here we go. Lunchbox takes the bidding at $166,000. That's where he jumps in. Go ahead.
$166,000
win.
Now
$166,500. Is that you?
Yep.
It sounds like the Loch Ness Monster video looks.
Right. Yeah, that's like from the 40s.
It's so murky. I can't even. What's going on?
What if you ended up having to get
it? No. There was 9 people. Like, I was looking at their eyes and how high they would go. And I was like, these bids were flying off the shelf. Like, this wasn't like we were slowing down. Like, it was like, is anybody going to bid? Everyone going to bid? Like,
how high were
those? 167,000.
Oh, God. Did people look at you like, oh, this guy means business?
Yeah. I mean, I looked serious because I wore kind of, like, they were all in their worker clothes. You know, they had their work boots, and they looked like contractors. So I had a little notepad. Like, I knew what I was doing. Like, yeah, all right, here we go. Looking like I was going over the numbers. Woo, so much fun.
Here's one more clip of Lunchbox jacking the price from 167 to 168.
167.5.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Who's recording this?
I am. So here's what happened. I didn't know that it was like a real thing. I thought I was just going to drive by and it was just going to be someone like signing a contract. My phone had 2%. So I had to park on the street. And I had to leave my car and the phone in the car charging. And so I had to sit it on the windowsill and I'm standing over by the fence. So it's on the charger in the car. That's why it sounds like it's far away.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like, there's no.
At least picked it up. That's crazy.
I mean, I was literally 2 cars from the fence. Like, it was like you're parked right along the road and people just stand there along the fence. Yep.
You made 3 bids, huh?
Yeah.
And then he did one more. We don't have to play it. Oh, we can play it. The audio just isn't that good. It's a funny bit. But he jacks the price up to $169,000. And then what did you do when you were done? Did you put your hands in like, oh, I guess I'm out?
I was like, someone outbid me. I was like, crap. I said crap out loud. Like, that's all I got.
He pulls his pockets out of his pants and lets them hang out.
Walks away.
That's all I got, boys. What'd you learn from this?
I learned that it is a very interesting process, and they take it very serious. I mean, they have a lot of people, and a lot of people go to these things. And you got to... I mean, if you want to bid, you got to get in there. Like, you got to be aggressive. You can't be scared to bid. So much fun. Now, I need to find storage lockers because I think those will be a little bit cheaper.
To go bid on a storage locker.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, absolutely. House, so.
And did you Google what the house should cost before you went?
Yeah, it was like Zillowed at $250,000.
Wow, what a deal.
And they were bidding it that low?
Yeah, well, because, I mean, I guess it was a foreclosure. I mean, it was run down. Like, I think it's more the lot was it worth that much. And it ended up going for a total of $215,000.
Well, do it again next time, but put the phone in your pocket.
A little closer to your mouth.
And then yell things that are fun. Like, I'll take that one. Yeah.
Listen.
I think we're on to something here.
Yeah, I was nervous. It was my first. I didn't think it was real. Like, when I saw the sign, like, auction, and it had an arrow pointing down the road, I was like, come on. Like, there's no way they're really just selling a house like this. And they really sold a house just like that.
That's crazy.
They have to have the money with you there?
Yep.
I don't know about that.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So what happened with your kids?
Well, they just both made me cringe recently, and I realized how blunt they are, and I'm like, oh, we just have got to work on that.
Is it because they're kids?
I think just because they're kids, yeah. And not, I don't know if there's confusion. I mean, with Stevenson, for sure, one involved the death in someone's life, like someone lost someone, and I had a long conversation with him about how to handle it and how he should be sweet and like...
Wait, so what happened?
Okay, so Kara, who helps us with our kids, her grandfather died. And he was like a dad to her, so she was devastated. I mean, it was really, really, really hard. So after Stevenson didn't see her for like a week, I was setting him up for like, hey, when she gets back, it's going to be hard. So I need you to be awesome. Like, you need to give her a hug,
obviously we want to acknowledge what happened and just say, I'm sorry. Like when someone loses somebody, that's hard. And he's like, but he doesn't, the whole death thing, like doesn't, he's like, so she can't text him anymore? Like, can we call him? Like, it's all kind of, like, he doesn't understand. No, he's dead. He's not here anymore. So after all this rehearsal where I think he finally gets it, she sends me a text after she sees him for the first time. She's like, oh, Stevenson. She's like, he ran downstairs and said, hi, Miss Kara, your grandpa's dead. Like, telling her, like, in a real, like, just matter of fact.
In case she didn't know.
In case you didn't know, your grandpa died. And she was just like, huh. Well, that's, and she didn't know that, like, for a whole week before I'd been prepping him for how to talk to somebody about this. So I was like, okay, clearly doesn't get it there. Then Stashira, we're out, and in public, this woman at Target walks by, and they're out. Her, she has really big boobs. They were big, and they were very much out, and it was, like, obvious. And so Stashira just straight up looked at her, and she was like, I mean, enamored, and was just like, you have really big boobs. With her, like, strong voice. Like, Stashira's voice can be really strong when she wants it to be, and I was like, awesome, great.
So sorry, what did you say?
I was just like, Stashira, let's go. Like, I was like, no, I corrected her, but I just smiled at the woman and I was like, sorry. But and I was just like, you can't say that to people.
But she's 12.
Do you and think she's like, she does. What? I'm like, oh gosh.
Do you think that some of that though is the learning English and not really knowing how to say it?
Yeah. And in Haiti, I will say, like, she, a lot of women are fuller chested there, and like she's like used to that, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes she does talk about boobs because of the boobs in Haiti and the boobs here, like it's a thing, but like we don't talk about them all the time to where she would feel comfortable to just tell a stranger her boobs are big.
So the next bit is we'll send Lunchbox out to tell women they have big boobs.
Oh, see how that
see how they react. We'll see how they react.
Okay,
awesome.
Yeah, yeah. No.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Are you cool with the first name that your parents gave you?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. What do you think the percentage of the people that are, like, I'm cool with that?
Oh, 80%?
90, yeah. Okay. Most people are cool with it.
Yeah.
I don't know many other Bobbies. Rarely do I meet a Bobby, and if I do, they're usually older.
Oh. Mm. I know
and
a
I'm
lot
never,
of Amy's.
I'm never going to be Bob, or my name's not Robert. It's legally Bobby.
That's crazy that your name's not Robert.
Really?
Yeah, because most Bobs or Bobbies are Roberts.
Oh. Yeah, I am Bobby for sure.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is Bobby Brown Robert Brown?
Let's Google.
Or, because I don't know that it's that weird. I don't know that many. Like, if I know a Robert, their name is Robert. If I know a Bob, they're old.
Mike, yeah. What is it? Robert Brown.
It is. Good job, Eddie.
No further questions, Your Honor.
What are you? Wow. Are you Eduardo?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just Amy.
And like Eddies, there are no Eddies. They're just Edwards or Eduardos. Or.
Yeah, well, I have a nickname for a name. All right, everybody relax.
Right. No, I said everybody, it's unique and cool.
Yeah, it makes you
wow.
special.
Awesome, dude.
Hey, yeah. Thank you guys for hanging. We got a pretty good show tomorrow. Amy's dog runs away and it ends pretty good for a change.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. Also, Lunchbox does an unlawful act in our studio. We'll talk about that. We got a whole deal. We got a pre-show ritual game where you got to guess the artist by their pre-show ritual. That'll happen tomorrow, too. So appreciate you guys being here. We'll see you on Tuesday's Bobby Bones Show. Bye-bye.
Bobby Bones.